Hey everybody, Andy here again, another Audio Boo podcast. I'm down here on the beach again. And one thing I wanted to talk about, and I hope I'm going to fit this into 5 minutes. I'm reading a book at the moment by a great DJ from Britain called John Peel, unfortunately died a few years ago. And I read his sort of autobiography some time ago. But they've released another book called The Olivetti Chronicles. And what it is basically a series of his writings from sort of the very early 70s right up to his death a few years ago, from various publications that he used to write for. But one of the articles that I read yesterday was all about old record stores. And I know there's a few of you out there who listen to this, these podcasts, who will remember those old record stores, but probably in a different country. And what my memories are, I can remember three in particular in the town that I used to live in. And one of the points that John Peel made, which is very true, is that in those days, and I'm talking the 70s myself, a lot of the record stores, they weren't stores at all. They were actually counters in ordinary department stores or ordinary shops. They weren't sort of exclusive record shops. Yes, you did get some as well, and I'll come to that in a minute. But the one in particular that I remember, which was towards the late 70s, I think, when there was a real big boom in vinyl sales, mainly because of the sort of punk era and the new wave era. It's really good, especially for single sales. And that's really all they used to sell in there, was basically singles. Yes, they sold albums as well. And I remember going there because I was a big follower of that sort of punk era. And I remember going in buying singles like the Sex Pistols' Anarchy in the UK. I've still got that somewhere, getting that for very little money. Because I think it was after it had dropped out the charts, I actually got it cheap. And things like the Stranglers' first ever single in picture covers and things like that. But me and a group of my friends, we used to go in there sort of independently, and then we'd meet up at the weekend and discuss all our recent purchases. But the girl who worked in there, she got to know what we liked. And we'd go in there every week. I used to go in there like on a Thursday after I got paid or something. And she said, right, Andy, I've got this, you might be interested in this one, the new single by the Stranglers or whoever it might be. And you might like this. And we literally sort of rummaged through all of these singles. And by what seems like quite a lot, you just cannot do that sort of thing. And there's that tactile thing, which I've spoken about before with vinyl. But these were singles. I mean, from an album's point of view, there was another couple of shops, one that was an exclusive record shop. And those were the days when you used to go in there and they used to have little listening booths, and you used to go sit there on a Saturday afternoon or whatever, and you used to spend nearly the whole day, or it seemed like that, the whole afternoon just sitting there, probably smoking cigarettes and that. In those days, obviously, you could do that type of thing. With your headphones, listening to all these albums which you had no intention ever of buying, and you'd probably go and listen to the same one every other week, you know. And all the booths would be full up with all these long-haired teenagers, sort of hippie types, sort of sitting on the floor in their greatcoats with their headphones on, smoking away, sort of nodding away to the music. And that's another one of those memories that John Peel mentioned. Another shop that I do remember, which originally it sort of morphed into a record shop, I think, from a general electrical type of store, which so many of these places used to. And they had loads of singles and albums, and I'm sort of mid-70s here, and I got to know the people in there so well. They used to let me actually rummage around and go out the back of the shop in the storeroom. And I used to spend hours in there rummaging through all these old singles and albums, especially 7-inch singles from the early 70s. I remember picking up very early singles from bands like Genesis and people like that. And absolutely amazing. I spent ages and ages. But it's only when you start reminiscing about this, you read something in a book like that, one short article, couple of three pages long, and it just sends you straight back to those days. And I'll be quite honest, that's the sort of thing that I do miss about the past, is the vinyl and that type of music. Because CDs, yes, but they're still not the same as flicking through a load of CD racks. And obviously we're now into the MP3 digital age, where you haven't even got a physical copy or something. They don't seem quite so precious. And say, in those years ago when you used to listen to albums, you had whole albums worth of music, whereas now you're just buying individual tracks. Yes, it's progress, and I've got no problem with that, but there's nothing wrong with reminiscing and looking back and remembering those good days. They were teenage years, so, you know, it takes you back to that as well. Anyway, I'd love to hear your reminiscences about whether it be CDs or vinyl and rummaging through record stores and your memories, vinyl generally, and the good old days of record buying. Anyway, thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.